Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. How did tunes go viral, or in other words, quickly become widely known, centuries before there was any such thing as social media? This hour, on Harmonia, we're exploring a 15th century song about a disconsolate woman that went viral in its own time. Join us as we hear how composers borrowed tunes in the days before plagiarism was relevant. With this, the next installment in our occasional Greatest Hits of the Renaissance series.
Thank you.
We heard Josquin des Prez's setting of the text Ave Maria, performed by La Chapelle Royale, under the direction of Philippe Herreweg. The song of the day, Comme femme déconfortée, appears in 11 manuscript sources, one and only one of which attributes it to Gilles Benchois. Of course, it never hurts to attribute a song to a well-known composer, although this attribution is shaky on stylistic grounds. Whoever the composer, its wide dissemination suggests that Comme femme déconfortée was one of the best-known chansons of the late 15th century, and the many sacred and secular compositions that draw on its tenor line further attest to its popularity. The lyric is quite heart-wrenching. Like a woman most distressed, more even than all the others, with no hope of being consoled on any day of my life, weighted down by my misfortune, I desire death day and night. Comme femme déconfortée is a poem in the medieval poetic form of a rondeau. As is typical, the 8 lines of text are set into 2 repeating, though not exactly alternating, chunks of music. The returning refrain heightens the drama of the woman's distress. Let's hear the song performed in several very different but equally historically informed presentations. You'll hear the first half sung by 2 voices. Pay special attention to the male voice part. That's the one that lives on for decades in the music of other composers.
Amen.
You heard the ensemble Gilles Binchois performing the first half of Comme Femme Déconfortée. And now the other half of the song, performed by a single voice and two instruments. Isn't it amazing how different this version sounds from the previous one? And yet it's still the same song.
Thank you.
That was The Consort of Music, directed by Anthony Rulli, with Catherine Bott singing the second half of Comme Femme Déconfortée, accompanied by instruments. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Compositions of the 14th and 15th centuries often create a confluence of courtly love and the cult of the virgin, and our song is no exception. The despair of an unhappy woman invites us to think, perhaps, about the sorrow of the Pietà. Josquin des Prez's Stabat Mater quickly became one of the most widespread of many existing versions, appearing in some 21 manuscript and printed sources, and serving as a model for at least two other compositions. Interestingly, there's no trace of the chant melody Stabat Mater in Josquin's setting, but the tenor line, which is the only pre-existing musical material, is Comme Femme.
Thank you.
That was La Chapelle Royale, directed by Philippe Hervec, singing Josquin des Prez's Stabat Mater. You're forgiven if you did not hear the tenor line of Comme Femme, as it's buried deep in the texture of the motet, traveling slowly in very long notes in the middle of five voices. The tune happens twice, once in each of the piece's two sections. Are we supposed to hear it, or is the presence of the tune simply a structure around which to build a motet? Opinions vary, as do the ways these pieces are performed. One thing is clear, the tenor line doesn't have enough notes to set the entire Stabat Mater text. This raises an interesting question about how pieces of this sort were performed. Did the singers just choose syllables to sing, or was the tenor line played on an instrument? Both solutions seem plausible under different performing circumstances. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Of all the pieces that borrowed the Comme Femme tenor, Josquin's Stabat Mater was the most copied, but probably not the earliest. That honor likely belongs to a piece by Alexander Agricola, a composer who's credited with being the first composer of a substantial body of textless music that may have been intended for instrumental performance. His works include three settings of Comme Femme in 2, 3, and 4 parts. The 3- and 4-part settings appear in some sources with one texted voice, consisting of prayers to the Virgin Mary, but in others it has no text at all. Let's hear instrumental versions of all three Agricola pieces. I hope you'll be able to distinguish the long notes of our famous tenor line much more clearly in these settings. Thank you. You just heard three versions of Alexander Agricola's Comme Femme Déconfortée, performed by the viol consort Fretwork, playing on reproductions of 16th century viols that sound very different from the standard consort of viols used for later repertory. Composer Ludwig Zenfel certainly knew Josquin's Stabat Mater, as he based his own motet Ave Rosa Sine Spinis, Hail Rose Without a Thorn, on Josquin's piece, which he published in one of the earliest German printed motet collections. Zenfel's text is an acrostic of the Ave Maria. Each of seven stanzas begins with a word or phrase of the well-known prayer, whose Latin text is as follows. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Absent is any mention of Mary's suffering, and thus the direct textual resonance between chanson text and motet text that's present in Josquin's Stabat Mater. Instead, Zenfel enhances the general Marian devotional content of his motet by invoking the Marian associations of Comme Femme Déconfortée. Let's hear an interpretation of the motet from Die Gruppe für Alte Musik München.
Thank you.
You heard Ludwig Zenfel's five-voice motet Ave Rosa Sine Spinis, performed by Die Gruppe für Alte Musik München, led by Martin Zöbele. Did you hear a very subtle doubling of the tenor part by a Renaissance trombone or sackbut? So, Comme Femme was known both as a song and as one part of many motets during the late 15th and early 16th centuries. Why did Comme Femme de Confortea go viral? Well, it's quite possible, though not provable, that Agricola and Isaac influenced one another in their choice of this cantus firmus in the 1490s while working together in Florence, and that Josquin got the idea to use Comme Femme de Confortea as the tenor of his Stabat Mater from his interactions with Agricola at the Ferrari's court. Zenfel, who was a student of Isaac, probably knew his teacher Isaac's piece as well as Josquin's. Whatever the reason, some of the most striking and beautiful polyphony of the 16th century could not exist without the disconsolate lady. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release this week, the recording Missa Mimi by the Clarks Group, ties directly in with our song of the hour, the 15th century chanson Comme Femme de Confortea. Heinrich Isaac uses our song to transform his motet Angeli Arcangeli into a description of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her name appears nowhere in the text, which pleads for intercession from angels, archangels, and numerous other classes of saints. It's drawn from two antiphons for the Feast of All Saints, though like Josquin's composition, the melodies of their chants are absent in Isaac's composition. The only pre-existent musical element of the piece is, once again, Comme Femme de Confortea. Its presence in Angeli Arcangeli not only inscribes Mary, who is not otherwise mentioned in the text, into the motet, but the structural prominence of the tenor voice gives Mary a place of much greater privilege within the polyphonic texture than any of the other classes of saints named in the text. Mary and the saints were closely related in late medieval iconography. Upon Mary's assumption into heaven, she was crowned Queen of the Heavenly Assembly of Saints. So here's a splendid motet appropriate for performance on any occasion when veneration of the Virgin Mary or of the heavenly community of saints is desired.
Oh,
That was Isaac's motet Angeli Arcangeli, performed by the Clarks Group, directed by Edward Wickham. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. Special thanks to Charlie Rausch for his help obtaining copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.